Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Warehouse Foursquare Church in Astatula, Florida. Here at the Warehouse, we believe that the Word of God is much more than just information. It's been given to us for transformation. So take the next few moments as you listen to this message and receive what God has for you today.
Luke chapter 2, the message I want to bring for just a few minutes this morning is titled Super Duper News. Super Duper News. I come this morning with Super Duper News. How many know what duper means? Me neither, but it rhymes with super, so it's there. Luke chapter 2, starting with verse 8, the Bible says, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid." Have you ever had an angel appear before you? You may be sore afraid as well. "The angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you what?'" Nice and loud. "I bring you of boy, that was good. That was so good. Let's try it again. "And the angel said unto them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you of which shall be to all people.'" Are you people? Yeah. "Then this is written to you." This is just for you. Can you imagine? Some 2,000 years ago, something will be written just for you. This is special stuff. It's good news. It's super duper news. Huh? Come on now. It's good stuff. "For unto you," verse 11, "is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now, I don't know about you, but I like to hear good news. I love good news. Lord knows we get enough of not good news. Not so good news. Downright yucky news. Icky, yucky, I wished I'd never known that kind of news, huh? You turn the TV on and up flashes the people and they dress so pretty to tell you such nasty things. I don't know why they bother, because you know what I'm talking about. And they say, "Well, we're in recession and we hear about global warming and we can't eat eggs no more." Do you know that? I saw y'all back there. You pick up the newspaper and they say that crime is up. And they say that we're headed into deep recession and that foreclosures are highest that they've ever been. And you talk to your friend and he says, "Well, my wife just left me. My life is just, oh, it's just terrible. And my dog died yesterday. And you know what? And to top it all off, my truck don't start." Just bad news. Bad news. Have you ever had a day where you've never had one bad news report? Has there ever been a day in your life where you've never heard one? See, look around. Ain't nobody lifting their hands. I mean, we're full of bad news. So every so often, it's nice to hear some good news, isn't it? Huh? It's nice to actually get good news every so often. Now, Proverbs 15 and 30 says this, "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart." In other words, what it's saying is that a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. When someone gives you a big happy face, don't that just make you feel all bubbly and warm and fuzzy, huh? Some people you're looking at, what do they want? You grab your pocket, right? You know what I'm talking about. But listen to this. "The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat." How many want some fat bones? Yeah. Oh, they're not overweight. They're just big boned. That's a compliment. Solomon just told me. That's a good report. I got fat bones. Hallelujah. Come on now, say amen. That's all right. We all can see you, so don't worry about it. Proverbs 16 and 24 says, "Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, and it's sweet to the soul and health." Imagine health to your bones. Now, you come home from work, gentlemen, and it's been a hard day's work, and you just barely feel like you can make it through the door. And you walk in there, and your honey looks at you, and she says, "Hey, big boy. Whew. That's good news." You know what I'm talking about. "Hey, big boy, how's it going?" Well, right about then, you seize the opportunity, because that's how we are. And you make it worse. Oh, It's just been so terrible. And of course, because they love us, they play right into it. Oh, baby. And they've been picking on you at work again today. Yes. I mean, a grown man acting like a three-year-old just to get some of that loving, baby. That's good stuff, ain't it? Yeah, mate knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you know what? It's amazing that when we walk through the door and we get that, and even though the day's been terrible and everything has gone wrong and people have been trying to take advantage of you and all those things, and you come into that atmosphere, and when she sees you and she sees you down and she says, guess what?
What?
I got good news. Instantly. I mean, I'm talking instantly. Just at the prospect of something good happening to you, something changes on the inside. Am I right about it? You've been there before, right? Everything just looks dim. I mean, everything looks nasty. They just have been taking advantage of you all day. And your baby says, guess what, honey? I got good news. And man, that just lifts. It's almost like 1,000 pounds off. It's like the weight of the world just disappears just at the prospect of knowing that there's the possibility of something good is going to happen. Makes your bones get a little fatter. Yeah, you're going to want fat bones this week, baby. Come on now. When we're done with this one, you're going to say, fat bones, hallelujah. You're walking through Winn-Dixie and you're saying, fat bones. People are going to wonder about you, but that's all right. Don't you worry about it, all right? You say, well, that preacher up there, and then once if they know anything about me, they'll say, oh, yeah, okay. So here we have shepherds, and they're in a field, and it's nighttime, and an angel comes along. And this is what he says. He says, I have super duper news. And it ain't that ribeyes are 2-for-1 at Winn-Dixie, because that's good news. Especially at $9 a pound, baby. Huh? I mean, it ain't that I got a raise at work and those things are all good, or we won something, or we got a new car, or somebody won $1,000. I mean, that's all good news. But baby, this isn't just good news. This is super duper good news, because he says, for under you, in other words, specifically for us, a Savior has been born. What a deal. Look at somebody and say, that's super duper news. That's super duper good news. Today, your Savior was born. In other words, here comes the Calvary. You've had them days, haven't you, when the Calvary needs to come, huh? Well, the angel was giving them super duper good news, not only to the shepherds, but do you remember when it said unto you? And you said, yeah, that was me. Unto us is born this day, somewhat 2,000 years ago now, a Savior is born. Well, why is that good news? Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. Therefore, just as sin had entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sin. Now, here's that in a nutshell. Because Adam allowed sin into the world, he allowed it to enter again back into this realm, then that punishment because of that sin was laden upon all of us simply because now we're all born in this world. Listen, that's not fair. I got to be straight up with you. That ain't fair to me, and that ain't fair to you. It's fair to put it on Adam, fair to put it on Eve, but it wasn't fair to put it on us. But the reality of the situation is that's where we're at. And so when he says, unto you is born a Savior, see, that's good news. Because what happened? There had to be a sacrifice, if you will, someone who would take our place. Take that punishment. Take that judgment, if you will. Can you imagine going into a courtroom and you know you done wrong? You just come through Astatula 54 miles an hour and you know that cop was right, but you're doing all you could. No, it's 40. I got new tires and they're a little bit bigger. I mean, you're trying everything. My speedometer don't work. I had a friend did that one time. My speedometer's broken. He got a ticket for faulty equipment, not only for speeding. Tell me that's not good news, huh? Yeah, try that one next time. And you're standing before the judge, and you know the judgment is $300 in court cost and 5 days in jail and all that. And next thing you know, when the hammer's about to come down, somebody walks in and says, I'll take that. What? But you didn't do nothing wrong. Oh, but I'll take that. What a deal. Tell me that's not super duper good news, huh? For somebody to walk in and take our place. Now, in that type of a scenario is kind of minimum when you compare it to the reality of life and what happens after life. We don't come back as cows. That's good news. I don't want to end up in McDonald's in a Big Mac. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? But when we take our last breath here, that just starts eternity. And we got one or two choices. It's simple, heaven or hell. Why would anyone in their right mind not want to go to heaven? I mean, honestly. Why would anyone in their right mind honestly not want to go to heaven? Streets of gold, angels floating around singing. It's, I don't know, 78 all the time. Humidity's about 60%. Golden Corral don't charge anything. I don't know. I mean, whatever. I'm just trying to relate to somebody here. I mean, who in their right mind would not want to do that? You say, well, you know what? It's really kind of far out for me to believe that Jesus was born of a virgin. I mean, how does that happen? Wrap your head around that. You can't do it. Lived a sinless life. When I compare, now I was raised in church, but man, I know all the times that I messed up, blown it, made mistakes. She knows the last 23 years of them, but there was 20 years before that. You understand what I'm saying? And then he died. He died on a cross and rose again. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? See, you can't figure it out here. And let me tell you why. See, there again, this is simple. It's because you weren't designed to figure it out here. We can look at two apples and two oranges, and somebody says, well, how much fruit do you have? I've got four. See, two and two is four. See, we can figure that out. But born of a virgin, we can't figure that out. See, we were created to believe that here. That's where the ability to accept it, if you will, to understand about it, it's right here. It's in your heart. And so that's where we move it from. We move it from here, and we just believe it here. Now, Acts 16 and 31, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. It's not really too far out if you just will move it to where it belongs. There were people in Rome a couple thousand years ago, and they were just like us at one point, and they were kind of having trouble understanding intellectually who Jesus was and what he did and how it all could happen. And this is what Paul said. He said in Romans 10 and 10, it is with your heart that you believe and that you are justified. And then he says in 1 John 1 and 9, not only that, but he says this, if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive our sins. He'll come in and he'll say, you know what? That's the rightful punishment, but I'll take that. That's super duper good news. Just to believe in your heart. See, that's where it is. So take a moment and just say, okay, I'm going to forget about it here and I'm going to move it down to here. I'm just going to move it into my heart because that's what I was created to do. You were created to believe this. This isn't really that far out. It's not really too hard. It's just you have to do it in the right place. He says, if we confess our sins, so that's the second step. First, believe. Secondly, confess. He says, he's faithful and he's just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Talk about super duper good news. There's a portion of scripture and it says this. It says that if we're in Christ, old things are passed away. All things are new. Have you ever just wanted to take an eraser and wipe out some of those things? We don't have the eraser that can do it, but Jesus does. That's the coolest thing. I mean, now folk won't, especially family's good at reminding you of stuff that you did messed up. You've been doing great for all these years. Well, you remember in 1912 and you had a red shirt on and purple pants? Man, that was awful. But Jesus says, as far as the east is from the west, that's how far I've separated you from your past. If you're just right here, just believe him and accept him. I mean, super duper good news.
Hey, just wanted to say thanks for listening to the message today. If you'd like more teaching or information about The Warehouse, you can go to our website at twfcastatula.org. If you've never asked Jesus into your heart, pray this simple prayer with me. Dear God in heaven, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. I accept Jesus as my Savior. Amen. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to say welcome to the family of God. And make sure you go to our website, get our contact info, and email us or call us. We want to send you a Bible, some information about your new life in Christ, and what you need to do next. We also want to help you find a church where you can get plugged into and grow in Christ. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, and may he give you his peace.